Water UV Shielding in the Terrestrial Planet Forming Zone, Implications from Water Emission, by Arthur D. Bosman et al. Mid-infrared spectroscopy is one of the few ways to observe the composition of the terrestrial planet forming zone, the inner FuO, of protoplanetary disks. The species currently detected in the disk atmosphere, for example CO, CO2, H2O and C2H2, are theoretically enough to constrain the C-O ratio in the disk surface. However, thermochemical models have difficulties in reproducing the full array of detected species in the mid-infrared simultaneously. In an effort to get closer to the observed spectra, we have included water UV shielding as well as more efficient chemical heating into thermochemical code Dustin lines. We find that both are required to match the observed emission spectrum. Efficient chemical heating, in addition to traditional heating from UV photons, is necessary to elevate the temperature of the water-emitting layer to match the observed excitation temperature of water. We find that water UV shielding stops UV photons from reaching deep into the disk, cooling down the lower layers with higher column. These two effects create a hot emitting layer of water with a column of 1 to 10 times 10 to the 18 centimeters 2. This is only 1 to 10. This was Water UV Shielding in the Terrestrial Planet Forming Zone, Implications from Water Emission, by Arthur D. Bosman et al.